Ryan McCartney is the editor of the Duke daily student newspaper, The Chronicle. And Ryan, how is this news playing on campus today?
Well, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, rumors have kind of circled around that the charges might be dropped for some time now. I don't think too many students knew that today would be the day. Certainly, there was a lot of hype yesterday. I think that the general sentiment on campus is that, you know, ever since the rape charges were dropped, you know, December 22nd, a lot of students have been wondering, you know, when the other charges are going to be dropped. The case was really faltering at that point, and I think a lot of people believe that this is a long time coming.
Has the Duke paper editorialized about what should happen in this case?
We've editorialized in various capacities. You know, whereas I think in the national spotlight, this is something that kind of comes up in spurts. This is something that's been very kind of continuous for us. I mean, this is a story that really has played out in so many capacities. We joke around that it seemed like for a while every single story that we wrote had, you know, the tagline, you know, in the wake of the Duke lacrosse case. So it's something that...
It sounds like what you're saying is that this has overshadowed pretty much everything else on campus.
Yeah, I mean it's been huge. It's you know, one of the biggest stories that this campus has ever had to face, I would say.
What was the gist of the editorials that your paper ran?
The editorials, I think, in so many words, urge that lawyers push for the charges to be dropped at various stages, especially kind of leading up to the December 22nd announcement that the rape allegations would be dropped, but no formal edit on, you know, actually dropping the rape charges.
This case spread far beyond these three young men. The lacrosse coach was fired. The lacrosse season was canceled originally. What have the other repercussions been that are still being felt on campus?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people from kind of the outset were thinking about, you know, what the Duke brand, so to speak, how that would change as the story played out. And I think, you know, at this stage, a lot of people just kind of want to move beyond the case. But, I mean, certainly, I mean, there's been a recent report, the Campus Culture Initiative report, that is, I mean, it's been pretty controversial, and it came out about a month ago. And it was in response to the lacrosse case and kind of evaluating, you know, what campus culture is like at Duke. So certainly that's something that is still under review, something that administrators and students are looking into, kind of evaluating where this campus stands. I mean, will the Duke name have suffered, I guess, throughout this entire thing and when all is said and done? I can't really sit here and say what at my 20th reunion, you know, what we're going to be talking about. Personally, I don't think that it has suffered, but it's something that's certainly on the minds of some students, at least.
Have applications declined?
There's been a slight decrease. I think that there's been more kind of hype, but I mean, the drop is really negligible, I think, by most standards. And I think anytime you have, you know, this much, you know, especially in the beginning stages, negative media attention around the school, you're going to see a slight dip.
You know, regardless of whether a crime was committed here, this whole case seemed to expose something broader. And a lot of people talked about, class divisions and race divisions that put Duke and the lacrosse team in a very unsavory light. Do you see that anything has been done to try to take those issues on?
Yeah, I mean, in a very kind of this is a university and these issues are approached in an intellectual way. And I think the problem, this is often described as kind of the perfect story, right? You know, you had black and white, you know, rich and poor, and, you know, you had these contrasts. And I think we've seen kind of how the complexity of this entire situation has played out. And this is really, this has become a story of when the perfect story doesn't quite fit the mold. If you took the time, like the school has during the past year, to kind of very critically evaluate, you know, where we stand, I think most schools would find these problem spots, so to speak. But I don't think that it's anything too big, and I think that it will really become a part of the conscience of this university moving forward, this kind of self-awareness of these problems that might have been, you know, come up in varying capacities in response to the lacrosse case.
Ryan McCartney, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ryan McCartney is the editor of the Duke daily student newspaper, The Chronicle.